No, zdaj, kako izgleda takšna naprava, ne? Ste imeli priliko videti na vajah in tu po zaslugi, ki je pred 40 let mi je imel profesor voditi takrat raziskovalne naloge za vojsko in denarja je imel za take poskuse, kolikor je to in stalska velika bloka aluminija so postrojili tiste korogirane lijaka, ki jih imate na vajah. So, 40 years ago the lab was working for the military and they had lots of money and they milled out of a block of aluminum many different kinds of Hornet's antenna, including these many different structures using corrugations. So, if you take just an ordinary circular waveguide, that you open this thing into a corrugated horn, stvar ima zelo lep čist smerni diagram in upam, da ste videli na vajah, ker ste dijaki imeli. So while measuring the radiation patterns and practical exercise in the lab, you could see that such a corrugated horn has a very, very clean radiation pattern. With no side lobes, with a flat top, all this. And because these things behaves in the same way for the electric field as well as for the magnetic field, this is usually referred as a scalar field. Tu boste dobili ta izraz v angleški literaturi, mislim, ne v znanstvenih knjigah, pač pa v katalogih pred trgovcu, boste dobili, da se tako korugiran lijak, če se tu uporablja kot žarilc, žarilc je feed po angleško, temu rečejo scalar field, da biste pri tem, zato ker se obnaša enako za električno, kakor za magnetno polje. Ne? No, kakšen zgleda ta žarilc za naše običajno zrcalo? Ne? Naše običajno zrcalo ima tukaj F za D, nič celih štiri, najbolj zrcal, da biste globoki. So most deep dishes have an F over D of 0.4. Za takšno zrcalo bi bil čisto dober žarilc valovod, ampak temu valovodu se doda okoli takšna korugirana prerobnica. So, in order to make a corrugated horn out of a conventional circular waveguide, just a corrugated flange is added. Če narišem stranski riz tega, so if I draw a side view of this, this is our circular waveguide and this is the flange. And this flange has the corrugations. Korogirana prirobnica je primerna z F za D nič skozi 4, nič celi 4, F skozi D nič celi 4, oziroma za ta goriščni kot tukaj, ta goriščni kot tukaj ima potem 2 alfa, 2 alfa je 128 stopinj, ne? Z F za D nič celi 4, če izračunamo je tu 128 stopinj, so F over D 1.4 means focal angle of 128 degrees, and the corrugated flange is usually a very good choice. Fine-tuning is possible of the pattern by adjusting the position of the flange. This waveguide may pop out here, and the exact position of the flange may adjust the angle of radiation. Se pravi, točen kot sevanja, takega gledalca lahko nastavimo z nastavljanjem te korvirne prirobnice, tako da se čisto točno prilagodimo anteni. Ne? Jasno, takšen korrugiran lijak, kot ga sem ga tukaj narisal, ne, ta bi bil primeren za, so this one would be suitable for F over D, oh, much larger than 0.4. Zdaj, dosti večje F za D, kot niste štiri, bi rabili takšen korrugiran lijak. Celo da se narediti tu, če F za D zelo majhen. Ne? So the other extreme is, if I have an F over D, very, very small, much smaller than 0.4, I can have this flange even folded backwards. So this is the waveguide, and the flange is this way, backwards. Ta korrigirana prirobnica je celo lahko tako gre po nazaj, če imam zelo velik goriščni kot alfa. Ne? So for a very large alfa, this corrugated flange may even fold back. May fold forward in a corrugated horn for smaller F larger FIDs may fold backwards. And this gives a very, very large alpha. Tu naredi zelo velik kot sevanja dva alfa tukaj. Ne? Tu se da naredi. Toliko o korrigiranih prirobnicah, za nas je tu ugodno, ne, da tukaj lahko računamo s takšno prirobnico na izkoristih osvetlitvi okoli 80%. Ne? Koliko robov bomo tukaj naredili, koliko zob bomo tukaj naredili, how many corrugations are we going to build outside? Well, the more corrugations, the better the efficiency, but also the larger the shade. Se pravi, če naredimo več robov, je več tukaj, večja senca. Več korugacij pomeni boljši smeren diagram, ampak žal večja senca, kar spet ni zaželjeno. Tako da za nizke frekvence, kjer si kaj dosti, ne moramo poročiti, so for low frequencies, we are close to our limit here, we usually cannot afford many corrugations. We usually do just a single corrugation. Za nizke frekvence je ponavadi, se pravi, če smo na tej meji. So, if we are close to this limit here, for low frequencies, we just have the waveguide. This is about 0.7 lambda diameter, the waveguide, the circular waveguide. And we have just a single corrugation around. And size is here a little bit different. This is about lambda half, and this is about lambda half. Za nizke frekvence, kjer naredimo en samo toru, kudi naredimo ta stvar čim bolj enostavno, je približno 0,7 lambda je približno premirvalo voda. This is the waveguide. And a single corrugation around, a single rim around. In ta antena, to je razvil Kumar, je bil en zelo star članek, dosti gre po enako v E4MA žarilce. To pa je kanadski radiomater Kumar je tukaj profesionalno delo, kanadski radiomater je pa tu razvil, ta žarilca razvil še naprej, tukaj več možnosti, ampak če nam je problem senca, da je naš valovna dolžina razmeroma majhna, ne? Potem, zrcalo majhno naprav valovni dolžini, potem nas senca tukaj zelo boli in naredimo eno samo korrugacijo in to je tudi ta stvar dokaj dobro dela. Ne? Tudi ta stvar optimiramo za premikanjem. So even this one can be optimized by moving this flange around, can be optimized for alpha, for the angle of our dish. Tudi tu za kot našega zrcala lahko optimiramo s tem, da tu prirobnico malo naprej nazaj pomikamo. To je tudi trik zraven, ki se da. No. Kaj pa, če imamo manjše antene, recimo D je manjše od 5 lambda, pomeni, da smernost bo tukaj mora biti večja od 20 približno dB. So, a diameter of 5 lambda means that our antenna has a directivity of over 20 dBi. What we do if we need less than 20 dBi? Kaj naredimo, če rabimo manj kot 20 dBi? Smo rekli, antena se ne splača graditi, se ne splača graditi zrcalne antene, no? Takrat imamo neke možnosti, ne? In te možnosti zdaj razlagam predvsem zaradi tega, ker upam, da boste kakšno tako anteno naredili, tudi kot študentsko anteno, tisto, kar sem obljubil nagrado, da vam dam eno oceno več, če anteno naredite, pa jo izmerite v laboratoriju. So I promise you a prize of one grade more if you build a student antenna and you make such progress. Kaj se da narediti? Ne? No, tisti preprosti coffee can antenna, ne? Kaj smo se zadnjič pogovarjali. Ne? Coffee can, ki ima tukaj svoj žareček in tukaj kontaktor. Se pravi, ta ima nekje 0,7 lambda. Ne? Tu ima nekje smernost, velikost na razred 7 dB. Ne? So coffee can antenna is around 75. With the coffee can antenna, we cannot increase this size here because of the appearance of mode TM01. The TM01 mode will spoil the performance of this antenna. So the next step is to make a larger coffee can, but use such a feed that we don't actually excite the TM01. Se pravi, če uporabimo simetričen dipol, tukaj je lambda polovic dipol, in ta premjer tukaj lahko gre tja do 1,2 lambda. Ne? Zato, ker simetrično vzbujamo, because of symmetrical dipole, we do not excite this naughty mod TM01. We can increase the size of the antenna and we can get to a directivity of up to 12 dBi. So we have the other step, what is practical to do. Jasno, zdaj tukaj se pogovarjamo o ljudeh, ki znajo kaj prečitati in ki znajo kaj narediti. Ne? Hekeri znajo narediti samo tu, njihova hekerska pamet ne gre tukaj naprej. So the typical stupid hacker brain cannot go beyond this thing here. Hackers, computer hackers stop here. The definition of a computer hacker is a person that works with computer and has a negative grade in mathematics. So that's the definition of computer. We can go further on. Lahko gremo naprej. In imamo še naslednji trik. Naslednji trik je pa short backfire antena. Short backfire antena ima še večji premjer. Imamo tukaj v sredini polvalovni dipol, lambda polovic, in imamo tukaj še en manjši reflektor. Short backfire antena. SBFA, ne, po naša, short backfire. Kakšne so tukaj izmjere? No, če narišem stranski ris, if I draw a side view, so the big reflector is here. There is a half wavelength dipole to excite the antenna. And there is a small round disk here. The small round disk has the diameter of 0.6 to 0.7 lambda diameter. The big reflector has a diameter of between 2 and 2.5 lambda diameter. And the rim height here, višina roba, tukaj je nekje od četrt valovne dolžine do pol valovne dolžine. Ne? No, in SBFA gre z smernostjo nekje. Smernost SBFA je v področju od 15 do 17 dBi. Ne? So a short backfire antenna can provide the directivity between 15 and 17 dBi. So here we have all the steps. 7 dBi, 12 dBi, 17 dBi, 16 dBi, typical 20 dBi we have addition. Tukaj sem hotel pokazati vse stopnje, kako se razvija antena. Ne? Kako se razvija iz preprostega valovodeka. This is called also cup dipole. Dipol v skodelici je to, ne? je na stopnje vmes, ne? Ampak imamo vse, koliko če imamo 7 dBi, 12 dBi, 16 dBi, ne? Tukaj tipično je 16 dBi, ne? Kakšne antene se vse splača napiti, ne? No, toliko, da vam povem, od hekerjev ne si pričakovati, da boste videli kakšen short backfire od hekerjev, ne? So, the short backfire antenna, you will never see this published on the internet. If it is published, the size is wrong. So, don't look for this in the internet. Look at the serious article, but don't look on the internet. Because this is wrong. You can do it for your student project. It's a very nice antenna. Works very fine, very reliable. We have them installed in the mountains already for 20 years. Work perfectly. But don't look on the internet, because it's all wrong information. Se pravi, SBF je lepa antena, če rečem reči študentsko, zelo lepo delek, imamo 20 let na hribih. Zakaj je ugodna? Zato, ker to predno ploščo lahko zapreste z aniplexijem, pa nahresta sneh pa leti. So, this front surface of a short backfire can be closed with a piece of plexiglass. And snow and ice will not enter the antenna. That's the reason why this thing works beautifully in the mountains, when you have difficult weather conditions. And, but don't look for this on the internet. On the internet you only have wrong information. What computer hackers write that type? They don't know about this. And even commercially, this antenna can be built for very little money. But commercially they are not available, because also the commercial antenna are built by hackers. So if you look at Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi is all built by hackers. So hackers don't know about this antenna. Hackeri pač tega ne razumejo. Ne? Tako, jaz samo moram povedati, da imamo vse korake, če izbiramo smernost, imamo vse korake do zrcala. Ne? Kaj ne rabimo več kot 20 dB, takrat je zrcalo nekje najbolj ugodna rešitev. Ja, zrcala smo rekli, da nimamo samo, zrcala nimamo samo rotacijsko simetrična, imamo tudi plitva zrcala. Imamo bolj plitva zrcala in sicer imamo izmaknjen izrez zrcala. Ne? No, če se jaz pogovarjam o izmaknjenem izrezu zrcala, moram najprej narisati izvorno parabolo, se pravi, narišem tukaj os, ne? Mojega rotacijskega paraboloida. So, in order to discuss an offset antenna, I have to first to draw the parabolic shape as it was. So if this was my original parabolic shape, rotationally symmetric, kaj bom zdaj naredil? Kaj naredim pri izmaknjeni anteni? Pri izmaknjeni anteni izdelam en kos tukaj gor. Ne? So an offset dish, I use this part here of the parabolic. This is not the best way to draw this thing. I will redraw it. Since I need a better picture, I have to draw it better. So this is the original parabolic shape. And now what I work out is I actually cut out this section. I make actually manufacture this section here of the dish. The focal remains unchanged. Goriščnica ostane zdaj tukaj nespremenjena goriščica. Ne? In v goriščnico zdaj jaz moram dati žarilc. Jasno fazno središče mora biti tukaj. No? So the face center of the primary feed has to fit focal. Diš. In zdaj ta žarilc mora osvetliti to tukaj zmaknjeno zrcalo. Ja, zdaj, ta prva stvar, kar vidimo pri izmaknjenem zrcalu, je ta, da tudi ta sredinski žarek tukaj ima nek upadni kot. Ne? Se pravi, tukaj je nek kot, ima en kot beta, da bom mešal z znakami. Ne? In če ima ta, tu zrcalo površino A, moj presek snopa tukaj, ne? A črtica, ne? A črtica je zdaj samo A krat kozinus beta. So, an offset dish, the cross section of the beam getting out of a cross the dish, offset dish, this is A prime, is less than the surface of the reflector itself. Because an offset reflector, even the central ray comes here under an angle beta, and there's a cosine function in between. If it was rotationally symmetrical, beta is zero for the rotationally symmetrical dish. Za rotacijsko simetrična zrcala, beta je nič, kozinus beta je ena, je presek snopa sevanja, kar gre ven iz zrcala, enak preseku zrcala. Tukaj je pa ta stvar manjša. Ne? So this thing is actually less than A. Ne? Ampak, ena zelo pomembna lastnost tukaj, ne? Ni sence žarica. There is no fit shading. Since the feed can be kept out of my antenna. And not just feed, it's not just feed that's making a shade. It's also the support structure. Se pravi, ni samo žarec tisti, kar, ampak je tu, so tudi podporniki, ne? Če imam jaz takšno zrcalo tukaj, ta stvar verjetno rabi neke podpornike, ne? Mehanski. So, if I have the feed in the center of the dish, some mechanical support is needed, and this mechanical support actually makes a shape. Ne? Te mehanski podporniki mečejo senco na zrcalo, kar je vse izguba. Ne? Pri izmaknjeni anteni, ta naš mehanski podpornik je lahko tukaj. Ne? So the mechanical support of an offset antenna does not cause any shade to the reflector. And this is a very, very, very important property of an offset antenna. But you see here from this drawing on the board that the offset antenna has much shallower dish. Tu je plitvo zrcalo. That's a shallow mirror, z enim razmerem FZD, tam nekje od 0.6 do 0.7. Manj ko kar tu ne moramo reči. We cannot do less than this. We can do more than this, but doing more just makes the feed more complicated. Če bi naredili večji FZD, samo večji žarič rabimo, večjo smernost, kar ni koristno. Pač pa manjši žarilc, manj kot kar 0,6 je zaradi geometrije naloge, kot kar je naloga postavljena, je tukaj zelo težko narediti. Ne? No, ne bomo imeli izkoristek površino ali manjši, ampak tu ni hudo ponavadi. Ta stvar ni hudo, tu je ponavadi ta akrotica je v velikostnem razredu lahko 85% A. Ne? Tako da ni kakšna silna zgoba. So, this loss of surface because of the incident angle beta is not so large. It's maybe 85% or 90%, so it's not that bad. But we can remove the shade of the feed, we can remove the shade of the support structure.
Nimamo nobene sence žarnica, nimamo nobene mehanske podpore, ampak zaradi same geometrije, gledajte, jaz tukaj, če gledam samo bočno, če temena nimam, if I don't have the center of the rotational parabola, if I have to cut away this thing, I have my cut out is just the part of the, if the mirror is quite shallow. Zrcalo bo zaradi tega precej plitvo, F za D je precej velik, no tudi naša dimenzija zrcala D, ne, ali pa če tukaj narišem D, ne, stvari se splače narediti šele, kadar je D večji od sir lambda, oziroma, ker je pričakovana smernost večja od 27 dBi nekje, ne. Takrat je smiselno takšne stvari početi. So, it only makes sense because this dish is quite shallow. We need quite a large primary feed here. It only makes sense to make it quite large compared to the wavelet. More than 10 lambda or directivity more than 27 dBi. If we need less than 27 dBi, then the deep dish is a good solution. Se pravi, če rabimo manj kot 27 dBi, vzamemo globoko zrcalo. Šele za zelo velike, zelo visoke smernosti nad 27 dBi, tam bi nekje šli na plitvo zrcalo. So only for quite large directivity, larger than 27 dBi, then it makes sense to make an offset dish, not for smaller ones. Za takšno zrcalo imamo en zanimiv žarec in sicer imamo dvorodovni žarec. So we have the dual mode feed. Kako je ta dvorodovni žarec narejen? Mi pridemo z mojim krožnim valovodom. Krožni valovod in ta krožni valovod zdaj razširim v en širši krožni valovod. In po enem določenem delu imam odprtino. Ne? Zato tukaj je odprtina. Tukaj noter imam samo osnovni rod TE11. No, v tem širšem valovodu imam pa TE11 in TM11. S tem tukaj vzbujam, s tem prehodom, TM11, ne? In s tem delam tukaj nastavim fazo, ne? Delta fi med TE11 minus TM11. Ne? Se pravi, nastavim fazno razliko mali fi. With this sharp transition from a circular waveguide to a much larger diameter waveguide, I excite the next even mode, and the next even mode from PE11 is TN11. And with this straight section of the waveguide, I adjust the phase because TE11 and TN11 have different phase constants, have different beta. I adjust the phase in between the two modes, so to get a very good distribution. Field distribution. Če jaz tukaj sem narišem slikco, kakšno je polje, ne? TE11 smo rekli, da je tako polje, TE11, ne? Tukaj noter zdaj kaj dodam še TM11. TM11 ima pa tako polje. Tu je TM11, ne? No, in vsota obeh pol, ne, cikam proti temu, da bom dobil isto, kakor prekorogiranem mljaku. So, the sum of both modes, I am trying to achieve something like this. No, in takšen zvorodovni žarec, dosti krat imate danes, na sprejemnikih za satelitsko televizijo. Je tak prav, vidite, kako se ena cev premenja premjer, druga cev tukaj še pokrovček, gor, da ne gre osmetino. spectrum. So this kind of fit is frequently used now today with satellite TV dishes that are mostly offset dishes. And this is very cheap to manufacture. Takšne žarilce zelo poceni za izdelati dosti bolj cenejši od korugacij. So, zaradi tega, ker je ta stvar cenejša za izdelavo, jasno tudi za široko potrošnjo, za satelitsko televizijo, danes, ki so vsa zrcala, izmakljena zrcala. Ne? No, imamo še kakšno drugo obliko zrcala, ne? Kar lahko naredimo zrcali. So, we can even try to look at different dishes. In tako zrcalo mi bi si želeli imeti zrcalo, ki bi enako sprejemalo iz različnih smeri, ne? Tako da lahko eno zrcalo ponucam za sprejem več oddajnikov, ne? Parabolično zrcalo ima samo eno gorišče, samo za eno smer. So, what I would like to have is I would like to have a more universal mirror that I can receive more many different transmitters if I have, say, satellite 1, satellite 2, satellite 3. I would like to have such a mirror. Rad bi imel tako zrcalo, da dam tukaj sprejemnik za satelit 1, ne? Dam tukaj sprejemnik za satelit 2. Dam tukaj sprejemnik za satelit 3. I put in three fits. Ampak ta oblika tega zrcala zdaj ne more biti več parabola. Ne? Se pravi, kakšna oblika? Ja, takšna zrcala, dobro, zdaj, če so te odmiki majhni, gre še zmerem za parabola, ne? Tako da lahko vsak pač prijema svojega, ne? Tri sprejema. Tri, ne? Da. Enka sprejema. Enka, ne? Dvojka, dvojka. Da ena pride po takšni poti v enko, ne? In dvojka sprejema dvojko, ne? Kako zdaj takšno zrcalo? Verjetno ena možna stvar je krogelno zrcalo. Ne? Ne, zdaj krogelno zrcalo ima pa eno narodnost. Ne? Če jaz tukaj narišem krogelno zrcalo. In sicer krogelno zrcalo mi žarke, ki so bližje gorišču, bližje, če je tukaj recimo moja os, ne? If this is the axis of my mirror, rays that are closer to the axis, focus in one focal point, in žarki, ki so dlje od središča, se zbirajo v nekem drugem gorišču. So here we know, I no longer have a focal point, I have a whole focal line. With a spherical mirror. So, here I need quite a strange primary fit. Tukaj rabim dokaj čuden žarilc, ne? No, nekaj tada se zadnjič pohrutili navajali, da tak žarilc tudi obstaja, ne? Tak, ki ne imel faznega središča. Se spomnite, kad ste se razbivali glavo z lijakom. Ste vrteli lijak, ki niste mogli najti faznega središča. Ne? No, tisti lijak je točno ta prava stvar za tako zrcalo se. Ne? Ker se mu fazno središče tudi premika, s kotom se mu fazno središče premika in to je točno tisto, kar rabimo za osvetliti krogelno zrcalo. Da se poiskati, da pravi kompromis, sem to delač preveč, da nemo mi take stvari iskati. Ampak na vajah ste videli, da to obstaja, ne? Zato je spomen na vajah. Tako zrcalo, ki mi je bilo hrozno težko poiskati, kje bi imel. No, lahko gremo tudi na več zrcalne antene. So, the same as in optics, we can build optics just out of a single mirror, we can build optics out of more mirrors. And the same is true with antennas. We can also build antennas with more than one mirror. The arrangements are the same as in optics. Sorry, osnove, kako tu načrtujemo, je isto kot v optiki. Ne? Več zrcalne antene, no? In če si pogledamo, optične teleskope so isti triki. Ne? No in, vedno imam eno veliko zrcalo, ki je parabolično zrcalo. So the larger mirror is always parabolic. In to zrcalo mi zbere žarke v gorišču. Ampak jaz lahko pustim te žarke, da grejo mimo gorišča, dam tukaj eno podzrcalo, this is the main reflector, to je podzrcalo, subreflector, and this subreflector is an ellipse. Podzrcalo je elipsa, no? In elipsa žarke iz enega gorišča prestavi v drugo gorišče. Drugo gorišče. In tukaj imam zdaj jaz lahko moj žarec. Ne? So the feet can be placed now here. Tu je gregorijanski teleskop ali pa gregorijanska antena. So. Gregorijanska antena, ne? Po istoimenskem gregorijanskem optičnem teleskopu, ne? Čist ista stvar je naredna tukaj, ne? No, kje so tukaj zdaj omejitve? Ja, omejitve so, da te stvari morajo biti dovolj velike na prav valovni dolžini, ne? Za 10 lambda tu zagotovo ne bo šlo, no? Druga možnost je, da imam glih tako glavno zrcalo, glih tako parabolo, ne? Enako, so, I have the same parabolic main reflector, in zdaj pa ne dovolim, da bi se te žarke zbrali v gorišču. I don't let this rays collect in the primary focus. But I put here another hyperbolic mirror. Pravi, to je hiperbola. In tu hiperbolično zrcalo mi pa iz gorišča na eni strani mi prestavi žarke v gorišče na drugi strani. Ne? In te žarke se mi tudi tukaj zberejo v žarilcu. No, in te anteni se reče, kaj se greje. So this is a Cassegrain antenna with a hyperbolic subreflector. Hyperbolic subreflector that shifts this focal point F1 into this focal point F2 here. While here F1 was here, F2 is here. Predstavi eno gorišče drugo, samo v enem primeru rabim eliptično podzrcalo, v drugem primeru rabim hiperbolično podzrcalo. Kje je zdaj račun takšnih anten, zakaj se tu splača početi, zakaj se tu sploh počne? So what is the advantage of using such antennas? The advantage is that prednost teh anten je, da stranski snopi, tisto kar imam sevanja preko roba, ne? Ne? So unwanted radiation from the field, gets the spillover, gets in the same direction as the main lobe. Se pravi, ta neželjeni snopi gre v isto smer kot glavni snop, se pravi, ne sprejemajo moten, ne sprejemajo šuma. Ne? Tu za vesoljske zvezde je to pomembno, ne? Da ne sprejemate moten, ne sprejemate šuma. So one important issue is that this spillover of the feed, over the superflector, ends up in almost the same direction as the main lobe of the antenna. So it does not collect interference, it does not collect thermal noise. Drugi razlog je lahko ta, da je ta žarilc tukaj dostopen. So the other important fact here is that this feed is much better accessible. So if I have a transmitter here, I don't need a long wave guide to get to this. Spravo, oddajnika ne rabim zdaj tukaj neke dolge poti. Kar v primeru žarilca v primarnem fokusu, posebno če imam globoko zrcalo, lahko tisti valovod dokaj dolg, kar so izgube. So a long feed line means loss of losses. Here the feed line is shorter, so I can put a high power transmitter or a low noise receiver behind the antenna in a convenient point to work with it. Lahko v neugodno mesto za anteno postavim oddajnik, močen oddajnik ali pa nizko šumen sprejemnik in je tu vse v redu. Ja, kje pa slaba lastnost? What is the drawback? Slaba lastnost je, da te antene mora biti zelo velike, da se tu splača. Mora biti tudi tukaj tale D1 večji od 100 lambda. So in order for the for a double reflector antenna is that the larger antenna is larger than 100 lambda and the smaller one, the subreflector, has to be larger than 10 lambda. Nekje tu so račun, praktičen račun, gre se do splačnosti. This is a practical calculation. This D2 has to be larger than 10 lambda and D1 larger than 100 lambda. These things do not make sense for small antennas. Se pravi, dvozrcalne antene niso smiselne, če gradiste majhne antene. Smiselno je samo tu, če so zelo velike, te antene izredno velike, potem je to smiselno početi. Ne? Ja, še eno stvar si moramo pogledati. Kako izdelati anteno? Ne? So, we have to discuss yet another thing. And now, this was theory we had on the board. But now, the antenna has to be built in practice. Mi moramo to anteno v resnici narediti. No, in če gremo zdaj graditi anteno, moramo vedeti, koliko točno zrcalo je treba izdelati. So, we have to know how accurate the reflector surface should be. In če gledamo zdaj, kakšna točnost je tukaj potrebna, najbolj, da si narišemo koordinatni sistem, kot smo nam rekli na začetku, ne? Os y je šla v tablo, os x je šla s, os y gre gor, ne? No in zdaj, naša idealna krivulja je parabola, ne? So the ideal parabolic reflector goes this way. Ampak naše resnično zrcalo je šlampasto. Ne? So our rear reflector, it's not, the shape is not correct. It differs by, se razlikuje za plus delta tukaj ali pa tukaj za minus delta. Ne? Tukaj spet, če pišem minus delta. Zdaj, kaj to pomeni v resnici za en žarek, ki pride sem dol, ne? Ta žarek naredi tukaj, se pravi, ta žarek tukaj naredi pot L plus 2 delta, ne? Medtem ko, so this ray makes a path that's longer than 2 delta. Well, this ray here makes a path that's shorter than minus 2 delta. It's shorter by 2 delta. Zato ker moramo dvakrat upoštevati, moramo upoštevati tja in nazaj, tu je skoraj pravi kot, this is almost right angle, and this delta actually counts twice. Ta napaka se zdaj šteje dvakrat. Ne? Koliko si lahko jaz prvoščim, se pravi, moja pot razlika v poti, moj delta L, ne? So the deep path length is equal to plus minus 2 delta. Okay. In kakšna je razlika v fazi? Razlika v fazi je zdaj delta L krat valovno število K. Ne? So it's the difference in length times the wave number. Ne? The difference in phase. Se pravi delta phi je zdaj, plus minus 2 delta, ne? Krat tukaj imam krat k, k je pa 2 pi z lambda. Ne? Dobro. Zdaj najlažje je, da si jaz naredim tabelco tukaj. Ne? So make a small table. Size of delta phi and maybe loss of gain in dBi. Okay? No, zdaj, če pogledamo, koliko so tukaj veličine, tukaj imam 4 pi imam ven, ne? Dajmo vzeti, da prvo delta je lambda četrt, ne? So what happens if you have one quarter wavelength delta? Delta je lambda četrt, če dam tukaj noter lambda četrt, imam 4 pi, krat lambda četrt deljeno z lambda je plus minus pi. Če imam lambda osmin, so with lambda 8, is plus minus pi half. If I have lambda 16th, is plus minus pi over 4. If I have lambda by 32, is plus minus pi over 8. Ja, če te številke zdaj pogledamo, koliko smernosti izgubimo, plus minus pi, to je 2 pi napaka, to lahko izgubim tudi neskončno. Tukaj izgubim približno 4 decibele, tukaj izgubim 1 decibel, tukaj izgubim 4 decibela, približno, to so približne številke. Approximate numbers are, if my profile of my antenna is accurate to lambda quarter, is a disaster. I lose all the gain. Doesn't make sense to make such antenna. I lose 4 dB if it's lambda 8. I lose 1 dB is lambda 16. So if I want to make an antenna that makes sense what? Perhaps I could build a more accurate antenna that's smaller. Lahko se zgodi recimo, če se jaz pogovarjam tukaj o točnosti, da če bi naredil manjšo anteno, da bi bila bolj natančna. Kdaj se splača graditi anteno? Nekje vidimo, da zahteva je ta tukaj. Ne? So this is a requirement. If I buy an antenna, I want it to be accurate to lambda over 32. Plus minus lambda over 32. Tu je še krajna meja. Ne? So the limit for an antenna to be useful is this. But this is really the limit. Losing 1 dB is already a lot. 1 dB is 25%. 20-25% depends on up or down. N decibel je 20-25%, minus 20 ali pa plus 25, odvisno kako vzamete. To je krajna meja, kar se še splača imeti sploh anteno. Ne? Ampak kaj pomeni ta lambda 32? Ne? Če jaz gradim anteno z satelitsko televizijo z frekvenco 12 GHz, tukaj je valovna dolžina je 25 mm. Ne? In lambda 32 je 0,8 mm. Ne? Torej, krožnik za satelitsko televizijo sme imeti en delta, plus minus delta, ki je plus minus 0,8 mm. Ne? To je zelo huda zahteva. Ne? Recimo, se spomnim, dosti let nazaj, ne? Ki se je začelo govoriti o satelitski televiziji, še ni bilo, ne, jaj. Naš sosed je pa rekel, jaz bom pa to sprejemal s pokrovom odganja kuhanja. Na boš, da s pokrovom odganja kuhanja. Ta stvar mora biti dosti netočno. Ne? Many years ago, when people were still talking, satellite TV was not available yet, I say 40 years ago. Our neighbor said, oh, I'm going to use the cover of my pot, it's just the right shape. No, it's not going to work. This 0.8 millimeters is very difficult to achieve. Zakaj je to težko narediti? Zato, ker kje je najhujša napaka v krožniku? Najhujša napaka ni tu, če imate tako, če gledate zrcalo od sredine, ne? Pa da je tu idealna oblika zrcala. So, if my dish has one bump, such a dish is okay. Z eno samo bunko je zrcalo povsem v redu. Če ima zrcalo na bunko, tudi če je ta bunka večja, ker večina površine zrcala je dobra. Ne? Pač pa najhujša napaka, ki se zgodi pri zrcalu, je ta, da zrcalo rata osmica. So the worst defect of a dish is that it becomes an egg, a figure of egg. Do you understand what I mean? This is zrcal u krivlju so the dish actually twisted. This twist is a disaster for a dish. This is no go. And this twist is very easy to happen with dishes. If you ever find a dish that has a twist, se pravi, če je tak zvit, zvit je, ne? Če pogledate zrcalo tako od roba in vidite, da zrcalo ima osmica, zakaj je tisto zrcalo uporabno? Zato, da ga daste v vrt, nalijeste vodo, nalijeste vodo, nalijeste tla direkcija, nalijeste vode. Ampak zadovoljno. So, if you ever find a dish that has a twist like this, you look at the side of the dish and if you see this twist, this parabolic mirror is only useful for one single thing. You put it in your garden, you put water in it and you put goldfish. That's the only thing you can do from such a dish. This is no longer useful for any reception. No, zaradi tega tudi, kako so zrcala narejena, ne? Zrcala so ponovadi narejena, so the mechanical construction of a dish is now to keep this thing in surface. There is a very strong carrier ring here. Zelo močno ogrodje tukaj. Rob je zavihan. So the rim, the edge of the dish is intentionally bent back. To make it, to reinforce it, and there are additional carriers here. Additional carriers to prevent it to twist. Se pravi, da preprečimo zvitje, no in mehanska podpora je tukaj, so the mechanical support is here. Here is not the mechanical support of the dish. The main strength is given by this ring here, very strong ring, has to be very strong. The mechanical support here, and there are additional supporting rods to avoid the twist to happen. This is something that's important when you look for a dish, when you look for a good attempt. No, tisto, kar pri zrcalih, kar ni slaba lasnost, kljub temu, da boste videli, ne, kakšenkrat boste videli po zrcalu, se pravi, če pogledate zrcalo od spredi, if you look at an antenna from the front, you may see on the front, you may see something like circular patterns on the antenna. This is not a defect of the antenna. This is just the remainder of how this antenna was manufactured. So if you see these rings on the surface of the antenna, this is just something that happened in the manufacture. Se pravi, če vidite take kroge na površini antene, tu ponavadi ni slab znak, pač pa tu je ostanek pasanja. Ker s pasanjem lahko dosežemo točno mehansko obliko in te so sicer, so these rings are usually far less than this error here. But they are visible to the naked eye. They are far less than this error. And this is just a remainder of the manufacture. A manufacture when we have to bend the material over its elastic limit. Moramo material pregnesti preko njegove elastične meje, zato da potem ohrani previdno površino. In tu ponavadi kakovostne antene, na kakovostnih antenah vidite te obroče. So, a good quality antenna usually see these rings that look like a defect, but it's not a defect. It's just a manufacturing process that was happening. If the antenna has no rings, that means that was cheaply stamped in a Chinese stamp and that's shit antenna. Se pravi, če imate anteno, kjer teh obročev ni videti, pomeni, da ni bila pasana, da je tu bilo nekje štanceno in štancena antena za nič antena. Tudi kakšen kredi treba tudi vedeti, kakšne take trike odzadje treba poznati, če se zbira. Dobro, naredimo odmah. Make the break now.